This is episode 95 on August 8th, 2014.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography all the time. I am Joseph Ferreira.
I am usually Matt Hoffman.
And I'm mostly Mark Sadowski. And joining us, monitoring the chat room, we have Shannon Guy and Maud Byrne. How's it going, guys?
We're having fun over here in the chat room.
Oh, we're having a blast.
Nice.
Come join us.
Join the chat. We are live on the air right now as we speak, although that means nothing to the people listening on a podcast feed. Every 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Alpha Geek Radio. Listen live through their Streaminator and join the chat.
That would be truly terrible if we had to do this podcast every 9 o'clock.
I don't think there's enough.
It's 9 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, don't. No. Where's my soundbite there? You're getting this.
Boo!
I am so sick of that. First, everybody was like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, you know, with the alcohol thing. And then freaking What's-His-Face does that song with Jimmy Buffett. Yep. Who was his name? Alan Jackson?
That is 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes, yeah, 5 o'clock somewhere. And it's just the most ridiculous song. Oh, my God. I really want to swear. I really, really want to swear. And then, not only is that song bad enough, they have to have that fake conversation. It's like, hey, how's it going? When you could tell they're not even in the same room having that conversation. It's just
that's
the most...
sort of like what we do.
Well, yeah, but this is us from like miles away having a conversation at the same time. Those guys are just recording. Like freaking Jimmy Buffett will come in on like what a Tuesday afternoon if he's awake, and you know he'll get his lines and say them, and then Alan Jackson will come in like 2 weeks later to record his replies to. No, it's stupid. It's a stupid song, a stupid saying. So if you ever say that again, I will march onto an airplane, fly over to you, and just stop it.
All right, now just relax. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Go get a drink.
Oh,
you live closer.
So are we adding Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett to the long list of things you hate?
Yes.
Duly noted.
We'll have to talk about that after the show.
That's quite the callback from many, many episodes ago.
That's right.
From a few shows ago.
All right. Well, let's get started here. How are you guys? Well, I know how Mark's feeling.
I was fine up until that.
Matthew, how are you doing? Did you do any iPhone photography this week?
A little super duper tiny bit, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, just like literally, well, I don't know. I did like pictures of my son, but nobody really cares about that. The general public doesn't anyway. And then I was out near my house just taking a walk with my wife and son yesterday, and we were walking along the edge of a vineyard, which sounds really lovely, I guess. When I phrase it that way, but that's true.
I had no idea Ohio had vineyards.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of vineyards here, actually. And there's one just like a stone's throw from my house, which is pretty nice. Cool. And, so there's like some nice woods and fields and like a wetland and stuff that kind of borders the vineyard. And there's a really nice walking path. So we were taking a walk, and I took a shot that at first I was like, I don't even know why I took this picture. It's pretty mundane. It's just a field with like the woods in the background. It's kind of stupid, but I noodled around with it and played with it in a couple apps and ended up turning it into something I really liked.
Nice. How about you, Mark?
I have been doing a little bit of iPhone photography. It has been a busy week because unfortunately we had another death in the family.
Oh,
It's okay. It's not somebody that I knew very well. It was on my dad's side, and it was basically another Poland trip. But after, you know, after all that stuff, it's you know, it's just been family photography. I've been doing a lot more video with my son running around and trying to keep up with him.
Nice.
That's always tricky.
Yes.
So that's basically what I've been up to.
Okay. Yeah, I've been pretty much driving around town, taking pictures of cars, and just in a non-creepy way. But, you know, usually I like to wave at people as they're driving by. But, yeah, and then I took some pictures of my family on Sunday. My wife was showing off her dress, and then the kids like, I want to get in there too. So made it a family deal. So yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started
Hang on. We had our other two. We're still
I thought they were the silent partners.
They are silent, but it's always good to see what they have to say.
Shannon, what have you been doing in iPhone photography?
I took pictures of my kids' first day of school. And I took pictures of my cats.
What I loved about that is, what I loved about the pictures of the first day of school is that you also had photos of your kids when they were 5 years old, I think?
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
Yeah, and you did the same poses as they were back then?
Yeah. I did it with my daughter. I didn't have an individual of my son. And it's on Instagram if you want to check it out. But my daughter, her first day of kindergarten, and today was her first day of fifth grade. Next year she'll be in middle school. So I had her do the same pose she did in kindergarten.
And the same color scheme in her clothes.
She did that herself.
Serendipity. But that was pretty cool. I really dug that. And that your son has a Captain America backpack.
Shield. Yep.
Awesome. The real Superman.
All right, Maud, what about you?
I haven't been doing too much. We're actually trying to get some family photos taken. I've been making picture frames, and they're hanging on the walls empty. So that's our goal. Is we haven't really gotten one we like yet, so we're heading out again tomorrow to probably take some up at the park.
Maud, I have a present for you.
Oh, do tell.
Remember that macro device?
Yes, I do.
This is a macro device that will fit on the iPhone 4 and 4S. Completely useless to me now. But I shall give that to you when we go on vacation in a couple weeks.
But you could give it to me on Sunday when we go out for some sunrise shots.
Yeah, about that.
Well, were you going to tell me before I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
No, I was going to tell you after the show. But, you know, while you, now that you mention it. My wife has to work Sunday, that's why.
All right, that's fine.
But the plus side is, I think...
I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, there's that plus side. But Saturday night looks like it's opened up.
Yeah.
So if you, the wife and the kids, want to meet me, my wife and my kids, that'd be cool.
I'll get in touch with you on that. We're going to be away for a bit, so I'm not sure what time we'll be getting back. But I'll be in touch when we're heading back, let you know.
Sounds good. Stuff that should be taken care of after the show, but...
Yes.
That's okay.
It's all good.
All right, Mark, lead us into the news.
And I should have had that soundbite available, but I did not. Here we go.
News team, assemble!
All right. Real quick, we're going to mention something that has been sort of announced. September 9th is going to be when Apple is going to have another keynote. So it could be the announcement of an iPhone or plural or any other devices too. So we're looking forward to that. That's a month away. And before we move on to the next subject, let's go ahead and take some time and go around the room, and let's tell everybody what we think may or may not happen with this upcoming iPhone. Let's start with you, Mark.
Well, before we go into what we think, I actually have been hearing recently that the 5.5-inch iPhone is actually not going to happen.
Oh, okay, good. No dinner plate?
Yeah, no dinner plate. It's weird because you have Wall Street Journal, I think, that's still reporting that the 5.5-inch thing is going to happen. You have other tech bloggers that are saying that it's not going to happen, that it's less likely that they're going to release that, and it's only going to be the 4.7-inch.
It doesn't make sense to have multiple sizes.
Well, it depends. Just to get a little geeky here, in the United States, the larger phones have not been a big seller among, like, well, Android really is the only operating system that has it. I think Samsung is the only one that has the larger ones.
I think so.
They're not a huge seller. However, they are a massive seller in markets like China, because that is usually the person's only computer. They're not usually. They will have a smartphone rather than a personal computer, so all of their computing is done via the smartphone. And Apple has been trying to get into the Chinese market, so you know it does make sense for them to have one, and they might be able to do it better than everybody else. But I don't know. It's a wild card. I mean, the problem is we just don't know. We see people with mock-ups of the larger phone. We see people with actual prototypes in their hands doing the size comparisons. But in the end, we just don't know. We won't know until September 9th. So I just wanted to say that was one of the latest rumors out there. I personally think that the 5.5-inch phone will happen. I think they'll announce it on September 9th, but I don't know if it will be available September 19th, which is the most likely date things will go on sale.
Wouldn't announcing another phone after September 9th kill whatever sales that they're going to make?
No, I think, here's the thing. I don't think they're going to make a separate announcement. I think they'll announce both of them on the same day, and one will be available for purchase and the other one will be available for purchase later, kind of like what they did with the iPad. Okay. I think the bigger version was available, and then the mini was available sometime later. I don't know. I think it was the first iPad mini that they did that with, if I'm not mistaken. That being said, I think camera-wise, I think we're going to see just, you know, your standard improvements. More megapixels. I think we're going to see a better glass. I think that we're going to see better aperture. I think we're going to see them really talk about the manual controls, get into specifics with that. And I am going to make one other prediction, apart from the hardware, software side. If the manual controls are what they say they're going to be, I think Adobe is going to come out with a camera app. And I think it's going to be the camera app to have when this iPhone launches.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's just my guess. I'm taking a total stab in the dark. It just makes sense. Adobe has been doing some really interesting stuff with iOS devices. They came out with their own pen, their own ruler. They really have a good understanding about what the iOS devices can do. They're really getting into the photo editing market with Lightroom. Lightroom is pretty good on the iPad. I think you'll see an iPhone version come out, if it's not already out. I honestly haven't checked yet. So that's my own ignorance. And I think camera app is in the works. I think they're going to wait and see once this comes out. And I think by November, December, we'll see a camera app that's going to be the camera app.
What about you, Matt?
What about me what?
Do you have any predictions of, you know, what might change with our iPhones and photography?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I was really hoping for a larger phone, and I suppose 4.7 is a good size too. But I was really kind of looking forward to the bigger phone. Mm. I really wanted that kind of cross between an iPad and an iPhone, just so I didn't have to have two devices.
Yeah.
But as far as predictions go, well, there's, I don't know. There's kind of a difference, I guess, between predictions and what I want. And so I stink at predictions, but I would love it if this iPhone was waterproof.
Oh.
You know, so if they incorporate like some kind of nano coating or something like that, that would be right up my alley. And, you know, I figure if the sapphire glass is a true thing, you know, why not go the whole way to protect it from like the elements and drops and stuff? You know, make it so that I really, really don't need a case.
That's true.
And then, so I guess that's like the biggest thing on my wish list, kind of. For predictions, I guess I'm going to predict that NFC will finally be on this iPhone.
Oh, I don't see that happening at all.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know. I mean, it has nothing to do with iPhone photography, really. I mean, it could, but I think the more immediate uses of it won't really have anything to do with photography, but I could see that kind of making its way in.
I'm willing to bet body parts that it's not going to happen.
Well, I'm not willing to bet anything, so you win.
The only reason is because I think they said that it's a dead technology at one point. They are putting their money into the Bluetooth, and I think the thumbprint scanner is just going to do a whole lot of stuff. And we just lost somebody. Who did we lose?
Not me.
Not I.
Guess who we lost.
Man, he's just got it rough. Yep, there he is. Skype just dropped.
Yeah, I see it. I'm going to add him back. And while we're at it, Maud, do you have any predictions or wish list stuff that you would like from the...
Predictions, not a one, but wish list. You know, the biggest one for me, this also really has not too much to do with photography. As far as photography goes, I think it's all pretty good as is. I mean, new apps are always fun to play with, and better cameras are always good, but I mean, it's pretty decent as is. For me, the wish list is other things such as, which I don't think will happen. I can predict right now it won't happen, but removable media, an SD card, something like that would be very cool.
Yeah, that ain't happening either.
Yeah, I know. Not going to happen.
They're making too much money off of the different models.
Yeah.
I don't get me wrong. I totally wish that we could get removable media, but nah.
Not happening.
No, sorry, man. Shannon, how about you? Predictions?
I would like Matt said, for them to make it waterproof.
Yeah.
Or at least element proof. And I mean, I would still keep a case on it because I'm just accident prone. But that would be a nice security blanket for me. I'd like a bigger sensor for my camera.
I think the sensor thing will happen. I think that's going to be inevitable also. If not a bigger sensor, then at least a better sensor. That seems to be something that they've been playing with. Joe, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
You know, I don't know why I didn't think of that. I guess I would like that. And
bigger sensor or bigger megapixel?
A bigger sensor, a better sensor, better you know, sensor. You know, less noise and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah. from what I understand, the larger iPhone, if the 5.5 iPhone happens, it's supposed to come with an image stabilizer, which
it's supposed to be full frame.
Oh my God! Imagine that. Interesting. So anyway,
that would be hilarious.
That would be impossible.
Yes. And then I'd get a whole bunch of accessory lenses to put on it, and I'd end up needing like a iPhone camera bag, and then I'd be right back to where I started with a DSLR.
That's right.
Your next iPhone, $3,000.
Yeah,
but if I sell my iPhone 5, I'll get $150 towards it, so that's a deal.
Awesome.
All right. For myself, I'm going to go back to what I was predicting before, and more not for stills but for video, is I really think that this is going to be a 4K capable phone. I don't think they'll do 4K in this model, but I think it would be capable. And I would think that if they didn't have it with iOS 8, that iOS 9 would be the trigger to do 4K video. The only issues I have with 4K video is the storage. It's going to be a lot of it's going to take a lot of storage to do it. So,
all right, here's a question for you guys. Speaking of storage, what do you think the minimum storage is going to be?
I hope it's 64.
Yeah. Yeah, 16 still. I think it's still going to be 16.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's going to be 16 as well. I think this is the one place Apple is severely lacking, and it's laughable at this point.
If they do 32 as a minimum, I would be really shocked.
Oh, same here. In fact, I think they're going to... Here's my prediction as far as that goes. I think they're going to have the iPhone 5C as the free version. And again, with the 8 gig space on that one.
Right. Yeah,
which is a joke. It's just a pathetic joke. And then 16 gigs higher for the other ones. And yeah, I mean, that's the part where it just doesn't make sense.
Well, it's just, you know, we're working off of history, and history has shown us that they haven't really changed all that much, except for when they made the 4S a 16 gig instead of an 8. That wasn't until the 5C came out.
Yeah. If they're ready to do 4K video, I think you'll see an increase. But if there's no 4K, then I think it's just going to stay 16 as the minimum.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to the next article. Let me pull it up. I ran across an article because I like to see what people are talking about with iPhone and accessories and all that. And I came across a Business Insider article that says 11 iPhone camera gadgets that will make your photos much better. And that to me hooked me. I was like, all right, let's see what kind of nonsense we got right here. Because number one, gadgets don't make your photos much better. Learning technique and composition and how to use your camera makes your photos much better. But it was interesting because they actually have quite a few things on here that we've talked about, and either things that we have or things that we thought we may like, but then they also have things that we thought were garbage.
Okay, let's go by one by one, and you'll set it up, and the rest of us will shoot it down.
All right,
we'll do our best.
Yeah. Number one on the list was a USB Fevers fisheye wide angle, 2X, 9X, 12X telephoto lens, and it was like $100.
Crap.
Yep, never seen it. Don't know what it's like. I highly doubt that it is probably worth $100.
I've seen variations of this, especially the telephoto lens that they have there. The telephoto ain't that bad. It was interesting. The problem with that was it was extremely hard to focus.
Yeah.
And
what about image stabilization when you're zooming in that far?
Well, that's why it comes with a crappy little tripod.
Oh, got it.
But yeah, that was pretty tough. When I got the shot, it was kind of cool, but they were never crisp and sharp like it would be without the yeah. lens. It's an interesting gimmick, but it definitely wasn't worth the money. And then fisheye lenses are just, yeah. I mean, you can't.
Dime a dozen.
Yeah, dime a dozen. That's the one.
What is a fisheye lens? I mean, it seems that back in the days of film, they had a bit of a purpose in that they were super wide angle type of things.
Yeah.
And now that, you know, you can take a panoramic with all the you know, computer technology to stitch it together right in your phone. There's really no need for fisheyes anymore. Yet my wife just got a brand new point-and-shoot Canon, and it came with a fisheye. I won't say it's not a lens, but like a filter type of thing. And it doesn't actually do fisheye; it just distorts picture to look like a fisheye. Who would want that?
Well, I have a fisheye.
Go ahead. Try to spin this positively. Go ahead.
I have a fisheye in the Oloclip, and it's great for doing things, you know, differently. But it's not a very useful lens. When I needed a fisheye, I went to the Smithsonian in DC at the Air Museum, and I wanted to get as much of a wide angle as possible because there was a whole lot of people around, and I didn't want to have to move back to try to get the shot. Right. Instead of you, I forgot it. I had it, but I forgot it when I went there. I used the panoramic function to get a wider angle.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I would say about using a fisheye over the panoramic is image quality. You get better image quality with the fisheye than you would with the panoramic.
You think?
Yep.
But you get distortion as well.
You do get some distortion, but
people have gotten used to that. So, like, not everybody really cares about that. I personally have never really liked the look of the fisheye.
The panoramic doesn't do well in low light situations.
I can see that. Yeah.
So that was the only drawback, but I was able to kind of fix it in post.
I just took a few steps back instead of using the fisheye.
Yeah.
Actually, can I?
Yeah.
Interject?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
My little Canon PowerShot S110 has the fisheye filter on it, and it works great for macro.
Nice.
Ah, that's an.
Yeah, it doesn't really look good for anything else, but for macro, it is awesome.
I hadn't thought of that. I'm gonna have to try that now.
Yeah, I will too.
All right, moving on. What's next?
Next is the Joby Grip tight GorillaPod stand, and it actually has the grip and the stand. I have both of those.
Yeah, that one's actually pretty good.
That is a great buy. If you are looking to mount your iPhone to either a tripod or a GorillaPod, that the Joby Grip is awesome. That's what I use for my microphone and when I'm doing video. I have a telescopic tripod, and I can carry that pretty much almost all of that stuff in my pocket, and it's awesome. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, those are. I don't have that particular GorillaPod. I have a more beefy version, but I do have a GorillaPod and that particular the grip tight thing.
Yes,
and those stay in my car like always. You know, just in case I ever need to put my phone on a tripod real quick, it's always handy.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, you're paying like what? According to this, it says $16.
Well, I think the grip itself was 19.
Yeah.
And my mom gave me the Gorillapod. She had it. She wasn't using it. So I got it for free.
Yeah. You're not going to break the bank on those. So definitely worth it.
Next, we have Lens Baby Sweet Spot Lens for $70. I haven't used it, but I don't think I will ever use it. I don't think it's a good buy.
I never liked Lens Baby lenses on regular cameras. It's just not my personal preference. I've seen some great work done, but I've never been a big... It just never did anything for me. And seeing it for a smartphone is even less. I think it's... I personally think it's crap, but that's just my personal opinion. Some people may like it, but... I just don't find it impressive, and I think you could do the same results in post instead of paying $70 for this lens. It's not even out yet, according to this article.
No, it's not.
And it's already making the list. So yeah, what really good job in Business Insider.
Yeah. All right, Oloclip.
Wait, hang on, Matt. What do you think about the Lens Baby?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. I never really liked the effect on a regular camera, so I definitely would not use it on my iPhone.
Cool.
Yeah. That's it.
All right. Oloclip 4-in-1 lens for the iPhone 5S and then the 3-in-1 for the 5C. I would also include the 3-in-1 for the 4S also.
Basically, all the iterations of Oloclip.
Exactly. I highly recommend the Oloclip. I think it's a great addition to your iPhone.
I'll reserve judgment in a minute because I'm going to say something that's a little bit different. But Matt, Maud, Shanda, what do you guys think about this one?
Start with you, Matt.
I think for what it is, the Oloclip is one of the best 3-in-1 lenses out there without spending like a ton of money.
Yeah, you're looking at what, $70?
Yeah.
Depending on which version you're getting.
Yeah.
It could go up to $99 with some of the other ones.
The thing that the biggest thing for me, like, that I didn't like about it was the fact that you have to have your phone naked, and it's something to carry around in your pocket, and I don't know, to me that gets into like kind of how I was joking earlier about getting a camera bag and stuff for my for my iPhone. It just felt weird to I guess it's really no different, I suppose, than me having the Joby Gorillapod stuff in my car, and it's something I could just keep in the car or whatever, but at the time when I tested one, it just wasn't for me.
Well, the whole removing your phone from its case is a downer. It does make it hard to want to use the clip.
Yeah,
that's why I decided to go with the diff case, you know, because it is a case that I could keep my phone in all the time.
Yep.
The case conveniently has a tripod socket, so I actually really don't even need the Joby thing.
Yep.
And then, you know, I could just get, you know, the lenses. You know, granted, it's not all-in-one like the Oloclip is, but, you know, they're just small little lenses, and you know, I could click one into the case if I want to use it, and if I don't want to use it, it's not a big lens protruding out of the case. You know, it's not something that's annoying.
Right. What about you, Shannon?
Actually, I can't participate in that one because I don't have one, so never used it.
I used to love this thing. And
until
it's $70. It wasn't until I had to buy a new one for my phone that I just kind of stopped. I mean, it's $70 for essentially a macro lens and a wide angle lens. I mean, let's face it, the fisheye is crap. Again, this is my personal opinion. I'm saying crap a lot, but seriously, the fisheye, I mean, really, who cares? It's not even proper fisheye because you're going to see, you're enclosing your image in a circle. I don't know. Just to make things faster, I don't think it's worth the dollars because the fisheye is useless. And so that leaves you with a wide-angle lens. And I didn't like the quality of the wide-angle lens because of the distortion. And the macro lens is pretty much the only good part about it. And it's not worth paying the money. That's just my personal opinion.
I will mention... we're not going to finish this whole list, but there was one that they put on here that I started laughing when I saw it, was the Sony smartphone attachable lens that came out last year. It was supposed to be all the rage, but I don't think so.
It had a lot of issues. It basically had a lot of trouble syncing with your smart device, and yeah, it just... wasn't the greatest thing. So for those of you who want to check out the rest of the list, we're going to have a link to it in our show notes, and you can agree with us or disagree with us for the ones.
Yeah. Let us know if there's anything that you guys use that we have not mentioned. We'd like to know, because there's all sorts of stuff that's out there that we don't know about, but let us know and tell us why you like it. All right, let's go ahead and move into Post Pick of the Week.
Post Pick of the Week.
All right, it is Matthew's turn. Matt, do you have a Post Pick of the Week?
I do. Like a big dum-dum head, though, I closed the page. This week, our Post Pick of the Week comes to us from our... friend and longtime contributor to our Instagram feed, JBennett727. And the picture that I chose, he actually just uploaded it earlier today. It's a sunrise picture at the edge of a meadow. So part of the picture has some trees coming into the frame. And then there's just this really nice green meadow with some woods in the background, and the sun is just barely peeking over the trees. It's just extremely warm orange color in the sky. There's a little bit of mist and fog over part of the meadow. Gives like the whole picture a really soft pastel look. This is really a picture that I would just like to wake up to. I mean, yeah. You know, I realize it's sunrise and that's what you see, but it's just it's very pleasing in like every way, shape and form. It's definitely one of the greatest pictures I think I've seen in our Instagram feed in quite a while.
Wow. That's a high compliment.
Well, it's a true story.
Very good. Nice shot.
Pretty tree too.
And I would actually encourage, it is a pretty tree. I think it's a locust tree, to be honest with you, by the shape of the leaves.
I was looking at it thinking it was a black walnut. I think they're a little too big for a locust.
Maybe.
But it's a little too hard to tell.
But anyway, I would encourage people to check out his feed, JBennett727. That's two N's and two T's in Bennett. He's definitely got a style to his pictures. When you kind of scroll through his feed, everything's really kind of cohesive. I don't know. It's really good stuff.
Very good. Yeah. If you want to contribute to Post Pick of the Week, hashtag your Instagram photos with the hashtag #TinyShutter, and you will join the other 23,000 images that we have under that hashtag. And what we use, what we do is we pick a post pick of the week, and it becomes the album art for our episode. John. All right, let's go ahead and move into focus points.
And I was not ready. I was looking at the picture.
Focus point.
All right, let's start with you, Matt. Do you have a focus point?
I don't. I really haven't played with anything new. I'm still waiting to get that lens that I mentioned last week. I do have an update on it. I will probably have it by the end of the month, according to the Kickstarter campaign.
I bet you will text us and let us know when it does come.
I will keep it a secret.
All right, Mark.
I am going to share a favorite technique of mine that I've shared in the past, but it bears repeating because right now we're getting into the time of year where fall is fast approaching, especially in New England where that polar vortex keeps sticking its neck out, causing all sorts of crazy weather to happen. But to get more dramatic sunset photos and even more dramatic cloud photos because of the thunderstorms we've been having lately, I like to use sunglasses over my iPhone lens to capture some stuff. When you're using your iPhone just regularly, sometimes the colors can be muted by just the sunlight coming in. The sunglasses give it almost a polarizing effect and a nice interesting tone. And if you have polarizing sunglasses, that's even better. Bonus points. So give that a try when you're taking photos of a sunset or dramatic clouds in the sky.
What kind of sunglasses do you use?
I use these cheapo ones that fit over my prescription glasses, but they still seem pretty cool.
Nice. Very cool. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, never mind. I just had a stupid question, but it's too stupid to say. No, it's okay.
Dude, I'm Polish. It's all right.
No, it's okay, because you probably talked about it. I wasn't paying attention.
All right. My focus point is Vadio. That's the audio video editor that you can have on your iPhone. It's an app. I mentioned that one before, but with my new setup and the new microphone that I have, I've been playing around with it more and more often. And I have to say, it's a great compliment with the blue mic that I have for my iPhone. It's free to try, but if you want to delve into a lot of what it can do, I think it costs $9.99 to upgrade, which I have done, and it's a great upgrade. So you can find it. It's VODDIO, video audio editor. And one of the things that I really like was, if I'm going to record audio and do like a monologue, it allows me to be able to hear my voice while I'm speaking into the mic. And also, it allows me to adjust the gain for the microphone in the app. And I thought that was really neat. I wish more apps allow you, or even the native app for doing audio would allow you to do that. It also will record separate tracks for if your microphone can do left and right. It'll record the separate tracks for that. So it's pretty cool. Check it out. All right. I think that is it. Let's go ahead and go around the room and tell everybody where they can find us, and then we'll get out of here. Let's start with Shannon.
Sorry, I was on mute. you can find me on Instagram at ShannonGuyPhoto.
All right, Maud.
Instagram as well, Maud Byrne.
Matthew.
You can check me out on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
All right, Mark.
I am on Instagram. I am that Polish photographer, and I am mostly Marcus on Twitter.
And you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can also find the Tiny Shutter Podcast on Instagram at the at Tiny Shutter Podcast. And like I said before,
go on.
Did we lose him?
We lost him right at the end.
And like I said, mid word.
Yeah, I don't know if we actually lost him. Oh yeah, there we go. Let me just finish up for Joe.
Well, you'll have to wait for next week to find out what he was going to say.
If you want to follow, if you want to leave any comments, go to tinyshutter.com for show notes and leave us a comment in our feed. You can also leave us email. You can contact us at the show at tinyshutter.com and find us on Facebook. Just do a search for Tiny Shutter. We have our Instagram feed. Just do hashtag Tiny Shutter to do a search for all of our images. But we are also Tiny Shutter Podcast on Instagram as well. We have a Google Plus account that is sometimes used. And finally, twitter.com/Tiny Shutter. Joe, does that pretty much cover it?
Yeah, that does.
Be sure to tune in next week for Joe's stunning conclusion to this episode.
Will Joe get kicked off next time? Will our dynamic team do a solid show? Tune in. Same time we shut our time, same time we shut our chat.
All right, Mark, go ahead and lead us out of here.
All righty, let's do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Because that sort of. That just kind of stings now. And that's it.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.